Very international experience and very nice ideas, including Thailand again. So I don't want to talk now. I will let the speakers, starting with Mr. Winay Naknam from Thailand. He's from IGAT, which is the big utility in Thailand, and I hope he can tell us how Thailand sees this energy problem and how CSP can, and PV of course, can be of help. So thank you very much, and thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Winay Naknam from IGAT, Thailand. Today I will presentation about a project of solar system in Thailand. Only not include for solar CSP. In Thailand, the solar energy is not enough to make a solar CSP. And although IGAT will make about the solar photovoltaic system. And near the end, I will present about the solar thermal project, and the last one is the conclusion. In the early of IGAT work for renewable energy about 1977, the first is used photovoltaic system for the small scale system, like as a warning light on the transmission tower or on the seismic system for the any dam of IGAT. This this for transmission line and the warning light at the front of the dam, and this meteorology. Existing demonstration PV demonstration site of IGAT had about eight sites. First is Krong Chong Kram village. This is a hybrid with the micro hydro from the Royal Project of Thailand. The far is the system far from Bangkok, about 300 kilometers. This system has a is the first PV demonstration in Thailand. Each year, the energy from PV system and from micro hydro nearly the same, because in the summer, no water to make the power from dam. Second, the Promtek alternative energy station at Phuket, Iceland. This site started in 1986. It can install the PV system about 11 kilowatt and battery, and then install the wind turbine about 150 kilowatt. Alternative energy station site at San Kampang, Chiang Mai province at the northern part of Thailand. This site has is the demonstration and experiment of any project that invented by IGAT. This site includes the solar cell system for fixed system and tracking system. Also, the all data is collect for any research. This picture is the first solar rooftop in Thailand. The capacity about 4.5 kilowatt peak. This picture for the solar fixed system. It under the table of is to install the solar energy is to install the battery to study about the load leveling system in the evening after the end of the battery life, it works as a solar cryogenic system in normal, like the bottom life. So in Sangpeng Station, we develop about a solar tracking system. It's a single axis system used for water tracking. Water tracking is heat water tracking. Water weighted. In the morning, is faced to the east. In the evening, it faced the solar panel. It faced to the west by increase the water in the tank. But it can head office building T100. This is installed solar about is tie off solar amorphous silicon. Installed it finished on February 11, 2000. This for demonstration to any people who are interested. Next. Solar rooftop system installed at Memor Training Center at Memor Mai in the northern part of Thailand. The capacity 4.5 kilowatt peak installed on the roof of the training center. The type of solar cell is crystallized silicon, finished on 2002. Next, at ICANN head office, in the building 120, 20 floor building, installed amorphous silicon, like a BIPV, building integrated photovoltaic system, in front of the building. But the energy is not good because not face to south. Only get the power in the morning. This is take the solar cell single axis system from Sangpeng Station to make the demonstration site about one megawatt at the Silin Thorn Dam at the Ubon Ratchathani province at the northern east northern Thailand. This is the control room and this is the PV area. This site includes about the crystallized system about 90% and the amorphous system about 10%. Also, we installed the CIS type of PV. Inverter 120 kilowatt air unit. Total area of the site about 40,000 square meters. This project finished and COD, commercial operation date COD, on November of 2009. The investment cost about $7.16 million. This site has a CCTV 4 points around PV area to protect the storage. This is the data for to see at the head office. The site and head office are far about 800 kilometers. I can investigate the data, and if they have problem, I can tell to the engineer at the local site to fix the problem. Next, the floating power solar power plant installed on the track of wind. It can take the tracking system to install the float on the water reservoir in front of the Sinakalin Dam in the Kanchanaburi province in the middle of Thailand. also compare with the fixed system and tracking system to compare about the solar energy on the land and the, on the water to compare about the temperature coefficient. Next, EGAT project with supporting fund from the EPO, Energy Policy and Planning Office. They make the recommendation for policy and project and measurement of energy conservation. To it can make the of this fund to demonstration of renewable energy technology and to promote production. After it get received the fund from Energy Conservative, it can make the first project of solar rooftop, 10 rooftop in the Bangkok, because it's nearly to take care, because it's the first project for Thailand. This project, the user pay the cost about 50%, government support 50%. Next, after finish solar rooftop 10 house, the government has support about proving that win the energy conservation program for six province. Also, it get installed on the roof of any place that win the program. Also, government support 100% for the rooftop grid connected on the 7 Royal Development Study. This project to celebrate His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej, the 6th cycle of birthday in the year 1999. Total installation about 14.7 kilowatt peak. Next project with supporting fund. After finish that, we receive the energy conservative fund to install the PV50 rooftop project. Each project about 3 to 4 kilowatt peak per system. Start in this project start in July 2002, and about 2 years finish installed on the roof around the land of Thailand. Continue to after it get, has a more experience to install solar cell system. Then Apple make a solar cell system at like a power plant. First power plant make power 504 kilowatt peak installed in Mae Hong Son province in the northern part of Thailand. We install this project at the Mae Hong Son province because this area has weak transmission line, and this province to keep in the green province. The system of Mae Hong Son. In the daytime, we use the solar cell system to put the power to the grid. During the cloud that goes suddenly to make a shading on the solar cell system, the power from the battery will support the loss of power with loss from the cloud. This system Apple give about 7 87%, and it can fund about 12%. This project finished on 9 April 2004. This area of photometric system is a control room and is a battery room. This is a local side inverter, a switchgear, PV area, and data monitoring system. The future project of EGAT is to celebrate His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej its 72nd birthday, and to support the government policy. We will install at the southern part of Thailand in Prachuap Chiri Phan province, Thap Square district. This project about 5 megawatt. The 5 megawatt about the amorphous silicon 2 megawatt, CIS 1 megawatt, and micro crystalline amorphous silicon 1 megawatt. Another 1 megawatt is a crystalline silicon. Installed in the tracking system, you can access. The project costs about 23.53 billion US dollars. I show the solar energy in Thailand. The potential is solar energy. Global solar energy, about 5.05 kilowatt hour per square meter per day. Also, in this value, it could direct radiation about 60%. Diffuse radiation about 40%. It's not enough to make a CSP in Thailand. If you want to make about CSP in Thailand, the area for reflector will increase about 2 times. So, we will develop about a solar flat plate collector for hot water about 30 years ago. The first 10 years we developed to use in the resident on the we use on the resident at the EGAT Dam around the all area of the EGAT Dam around the Thailand area. After finish 10 years, we approve the technology and then make to the private sector to develop, to use, to sell in Thailand many products that we invent and produce. But one flat plate area about 1.5 square meter. Also, we develop about solar flat plate collector to use with the solar herbicide extracting to the capacity about 100 inside is the pot made from the stainless steel to put the lemongrass or neem seed to put in one day. The flow is natural flow. In the evening, the user can pour the herbicide to mix with the water to spray on the vegetable plant to protect the insect. Also, we invent the solar oven, small size. This is a foot with a small size. Two side of this on the top is a 45 with and 57 centimeter. This is about 40 yuan in China. The price about 40 yuan. In Thailand was 2,000 baht. Very popular in Thailand. Another solar oven in the medium size. This is the last side that it can make the solar oven to give the people near my station in the San Kapang station to use to dry their products such as the chili and logan free of charge by agent. In conclusion, if we get we have a standalone PV system for running light system about 10 kilowatt and BIPV about 263 kilowatt peak, and it got demonstration size about 80 kilowatt peak. For solar four panel about 1,598 kilowatt peak. Also for solar thermal, after we get trained for private sector to produce by themselves to sell in the market in Thailand, and also it can be produced and sell to the market each year at about 97,000 US dollar per year. Thank you.
Very, very grateful for your very nice introduction. We see that Thailand is taking great efforts on developing also solar energy. Thank you. So, please. And now, I would like to introduce Dr. Lee Sing, which has been doing a lot of research on CSP in the last year. We have met like 5 years ago, I think. Yeah. And that I hope that you will give us a really nice introduction. R&D and market in the CSP. Thank you very much.